We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Ron, I can't tell you how excited I am right now. I love playoff football. I think wild card weekend might be the best weekend of the sports year. More so now than ever. It's super wild card weekend. I think that. I do. There's no debate. This is the single greatest sports weekend on the calendar.
I would beg to disagree. It's not even the single greatest weekend of the NFL season.
What is?
Give me AFC-NFC Championship Sunday every time.
It's one game. A lot of the games
stink.
It's
two games.
It's two games.
Okay. But the
you don't even get the whole weekend. You get one day.
The winner goes on to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'll take three. I'll take three a day plus one on Monday. And there's going to be upsets. Will this be one? That's the question. First, how are you?
I'm glad you finally got a Rhonda. I'm finally glad you got a Rhonda asking me. I'm doing okay.
Good.
Walked again for the third day in a row. Feel great about that. I'm hanging in there. Got a, like you said, big week. And I'm going to Kansas City. Somewhat reluctantly, this snowstorm they're talking about. I can see me being stuck in Kansas City on Monday. That's my number one fear at the moment. But people don't care about my problems. They're just glad I have them. That's what Tomlin always says.
They're just glad you have them.
They don't care about our problems. They're glad we have them. So,
well,
how are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Yes, I'm excited today. I really am. For an old cynical news hound, this is good stuff, and I'm looking forward to this game. I had a vision on the game, Ron. I'll tell you what that vision is. Sometimes they come to me, and this one came to me. I don't know that people are going to love it, but I'm going to reveal that.
Didn't you say yesterday Ben throwing a pick six going the other way? I thought you
that
said.
Was, well, that
or was...
Or
was that yesterday's revelation?
That was the minor vision. Yes, I could picture that. I'll tell you in a minute. But First, this Dulac tweet. I mean, the story here
first
is
first of
Juju.
All, let me interrupt. What calendar month is that now you're using?
The back of this is July 2021. I love these giant calendars because I can fit the whole show on the back of one.
Oh, my God.
See that?
You are so creative. It's unbelievable.
Well, my dad did this. He was a college professor, and he would have little napkins and notepads, and anything he could write on would be laying around the house.
What's the matter with a yellow legal pad?
It's too formal, Ron.
Too formal.
Yeah.
I love that. And you have a system where you can find everything you want at any time.
Not necessarily, but I'm going to try. Michael Irvin, the playmaker, is going to join us later. Ray Fittipaldo. But this Dulac tweet and the Juju situation is topic number one. And here's the tweet. Juju healthy enough. Steelers hoping he can play, but they are not planning on it right now. When we left the air yesterday, Ron, this is a lot more. Whatever we read into this, it's a lot more than what I expected. Do you think Juju's going to play? What do you read into this tweet?
Well, I don't. I don't think it's fair to him, and I worry about his health playing him. You know, one day, 2 days of practice, is that enough to get him ready for an NFL game? Now, I suppose he could go out and play three, four, five plays, you know, help out. And I don't look for him to play the whole game or get 10 targets or 10 catches.
Rod Woodson in the Super Bowl against the Cowboys, that type of thing?
Maybe, yeah, maybe. And he missed the whole year and then came back with a knee injury. But yeah, I mean, Tomlin yesterday was very cryptic about it too. Just said, I'm no expectations for him. Wouldn't rule him out though, at all. Wouldn't rule him out. I just don't know how a guy can miss three quarters of the season, practice 2 days, and be ready for the an NFL playoff game.
That's I'll tell
hard.
You
this
That's
much. A little hard for me to imagine. But strange things have happened.
They sure have. I mean, I'll tell you this much. Juju is wild enough to want to do it, to push for it. And I mean wild in a good way. How many other guys have knocked out Vontaze Burfict and stood over him staring at him, right? I mean, Juju is whatever else you want to say about him. And I actually like him. I do. And I love the way he plays. Whatever else you want to say, he puts his body on the line. I think back to this year.
Was that good coming off a major shoulder surgery?
Who cares?
Who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
He might care.
That's what I'm saying. He doesn't.
He's playing for a contract next year. What if he gets hurt again?
What do you care?
I don't. I care for him. I don't want to see anybody get hurt.
If he wants to play, let him play. What do you care?
And the point you brought up is, you know, he's such a physical player. He's not going to back down. I just, you know, hey, if the doctors clear him, then I'll go for it.
He would appear to be medically cleared from everything I'm seeing.
I guess.
Right?
You know, let the honey badger take a big hit on him or, you know, maybe Melvin Ingram.
If he's medically cleared, he's medically cleared. But I do hear what you're saying, that it could be risky with this little time. But are you telling me he'd be ready with 4 days practice from next week for a divisional game?
I think he
game?
Would have a little better time to be ready for next week than this week, yes.
I don't know how much difference 2 days, only maybe none of them padded, would make a difference in a guy's readiness for me. I don't know. I'm just saying,
I get
from
it.
The time we left the air yesterday, this seems and sounds a lot more realistic. I saw Brooke Pryor, ESPN, tweeting out, I think Ben with the Steelers Radio Network said today that Juju looked, quote, awesome, and he would help us even if it were for just a few plays. And I agree with that. Do you?
Yeah. Yeah. One third down catch might be enough to help them.
A block, a little jet sweep. They've been known to do those.
I don't know.
Trick play.
That's the one he got hurt on.
Well,
he got hurt on that.
You can't not do it.
He got hurt on that jet sweep.
That's fine. 2, 3, 5, 10 plays. I'm signing up for that. I think he's going to play. This whole story just seemed that quote.
It's
a mixture of a quote and a tweet.
And a tweet.
It's a tweet.
That tweet.
And a. What would the other one be? A twote? That just sounds like he's playing to me. It sounds like it's wide. The door is wide open. The Steelers are, quote, hoping he can play. Or is it gamesmanship?
That's part of it too, maybe. Just give them one more little inkling thing to worry about. Although I don't know they're going to change their game plan much because of Juju would play. Because I don't think they really think he can play many plays at all if he plays.
Right.
So, but maybe a little gamesmanship. I just hope Juju, for his sake, thinks this clearly through, because he's got a lot at stake here. You know, he goes in and he messes up that shoulder again and have more surgery. What's that going to do for his contract?
Yeah. I mean, if he wants to play and he's medically cleared, then, like I said, this Sunday compared to next Sunday would be a giant difference in the risk taken. It's hard for me to believe that.
I'm a little easier to believe that than you are. I think it would definitely help him for next week.
I mean, it's been months. What would an extra 2 days of practice matter, really? You're talking more timing than the injury itself?
Why do you hear all these coaches talk about it? Practice is important. If you don't practice, you don't play. He hasn't practiced since October.
Right.
Other than two practices.
So are you talking sharpness or injury risk? Because if you're medically cleared, you're medically cleared.
But I still think, you know, sometimes they say wait an extra week just to be cautious.
Yeah.
I would think that would make him a little more healthy, plus the timing and everything else a little better.
If they clear him and he wants to play okay to play, then I don't think there's anything negligent happening here for me. I say play him because I think he can help. I think he can help you on a running play or two. Again, knowing this guy, he's crazy enough in a complimentary way, I mean that, to go in there and just play, you know, like we've seen other guys. We talked about two guys the other day. Geno, his first game was just normal Geno. He wasn't shying away from anything. Klay Thompson went back after 2 years out. Achilles and an ACL in his first game, it almost like he made it a point to just go nuts, you know, trying to dunk on people. Juju is that type of guy. So here's my favorite question, Ron. Percent chance he plays?
I'd say 5 to 10.
I'm going to say 51.
A little more like you're thinking he's going to play.
Yeah. Steelers, if the Steelers are, quote, hoping he can play, then it sounds like it's up to Juju. And if it's up to Juju, he's playing, I think. I think he's just built that way. All right. And we both agree he could make a positive difference in the game.
I would think so, sure.
A third down catch.
Right.
Well, that would be the one that comes to mind first. Not only a third down catch, but one where there are four guys draped on him and he gets the extra yard.
That's why Ben has called him the best third down receiver in the game.
He gets the extra yard that Ray can't get.
Except on Sunday.
Well, he didn't need an extra yard. He already had the first down. He needed to catch the ball. I'm talking about catching it short of the sticks.
I thought he had to get eight. He got 10. I thought he backpedaled for about four or five of those. I thought he
did.
Got
he break
that.
Through tackles to get the first down? And nobody was around him.
I thought he did. Maybe not.
Okay.
Maybe not.
Don't know. But so you're saying on a third
point.
Down play, would you rather have Juju breaking tackles or Ray?
Well, Ray, if Juju isn't healthy enough to do it.
All right. I'd rather have Juju at 50% trying to break tackles than Ray McLeod, who caught 2 third-and-3 catches on 3rd-and-4 in Kansas City and was immediately put to rest on both, ending two different drives.
Put to rest.
You're stubborn today, Ron, so it's going to be a good day.
I'm not stubborn.
We're
going to
go back and forth here. We're
going to
go back and forth. I like it.
Not any more stubborn than you.
I like it. I've had a vision on the game. I'm going to tell you what that is next. You're probably going to wait till 1:45, right, to share your vision of the game?
Of course.
How about the news out of Kansas City? Tyreek Hill going from full to limited.
I don't know what to make of that. I don't know what. That's not good news. It can't be. And didn't Edwards-Helaire go from limited to not practicing yesterday?
And Darrell Williams is limited as well. Their other running
today
back.
Today is the key day. I mean, we'll see who practices today. You know, I guess Tomlin said yesterday, Najee, you know, it sounds like he's going to play, but it said today will be a big day for him. They're expecting him to practice today, and they're going to see how he does.
Yeah, today's the key, but Edwards-Helaire would really surprise me. I mean, he hasn't played since Loudermilk put him down shoulder first on that play.
I can still see him walking off the field. Remember walking up the tunnel with it looked like he was a one-armed man.
It looked bad. They may have to go to running back number 3, which I think is Derek Gore, who of course had a good game against the Steelers, as did somebody named Byron Pringle had a good game against them. Ron, I have so many treats here, I've lost track of them. Any concern about Trey Turner not practicing yesterday with a knee injury? That one jumped out a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, who would be the backup guard? Could the General Haig be in the mix?
General Haig can do anything,
he's
right,
Swiss Army knife.
What did Tomlin say?
Swiss Army knife. Could do play a multiple position.
He can play anywhere, General Haig. I wouldn't feel great about that. I can tell you that right now. But what we're soliciting now is your vision of the game. What do you think is going to happen here? Honestly. If you take a moment and really try to picture it, what do you think is going to happen? I had a clear vision come to me last night. I'm going to tell you what that is next. We have two pretty prominent media people picking the Steelers, Ron. And I'm going to tell you who those people are next. One national, one local have picked the Steelers to win, not cover, to win this game.
Joe's a pro.
So are these guys, two of the most well-known media people in the NFL, have picked the Steelers to win. So let's talk about that next. Let's get you on board here with your vision of what's going to happen, what is actually going to unfold in a game that most people, these two guys notwithstanding, most people think the Chiefs are going to win.
Mine is still 12.5, still the biggest in wild card history.
Yeah, and probably win pretty handily. And cover that. That's what most people think. How about you? 412-928-9370. Off the top, brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.